There's nowhere in the world we cherish more than our home. At Grundig, this is what we think about as we design, as we invent, as we create. We have in mind one single thought, making your home the best place to be. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality, innovation, and craftsmanship. Visit grundig.com to find out more.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
This one is called Destroyer. This is the same motel. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to the Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. I'm Holly Fisher, and this week I'm joined in the studio by Saint Motel. The American indie quartet formed in 2009 and were propelled into the limelight a couple of years ago when they released their hit single, My Type. Since then, they've released an album called Saint Mode Television, for which they also developed a series of virtual reality videos to accompany each song. They're a creative bunch, having met in film school, and they're as upbeat as their catchy indie pop. They came and played for us just ahead of a supporting slot for Kings of Leon in London's Hyde Park a couple of weeks ago, and here they are performing Destroyer.
I'm quite aware it was a doomed affair from the start. Everyone told me to stay away. It's just a game she plays with the heart. But I'm a man made of flesh and blood. Oh God, just give me love is what I crave. And as she goes walking out the door, she turned to me once more and she sang. Don't break hearts, no that's not me. I don't break hearts, I destroy them. I don't break hearts, no that's not me. I don't break hearts, I destroy them. Now I'm alone sitting in the park, sitting in the dark, trying to breathe. Everyone tells me to carry on, the damages are done, set free. I was a man made of flesh and blood. Oh, not as dirty mud in my veins. And as she goes, hear her haunting me. I feel her mocking me as she screams.
Play guitar in Saint Motel.
I'm AJ.
This is Dak.
And this is Greg.
So, first of all, let's go right to the beginning. And how did you guys meet and form Saint Motel?
How did we fall in love? That's a good question.
I want a really good love story here.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. That's part of it. That's supposed to represent
some kicking.
Yeah. We met on a soccer field. No, the true story. Like the real deal, because it's you and we're going to cut to it. We met in film school. Aaron and I went to film school. Dak had a sushi restaurant nearby. Greg went to a school nearby our film school. And we decided to start a band.
On this new album, you've signed to a major label, but before you were kind of very much DIY. I know that you've done all of your own videos and self-release stuff. Did that kind of change the process of how you went about the album?
Some ways, yes, and some ways it's the same old DIY, but I guess, yeah, everything changed and then some things don't. I don't know how to explain it. Like, you think if you get signed that all of a sudden it's hands off or something like that. It hasn't been the case with us. It's kind of the opposite even. It's like now that you have more resources and people on your team, it's like you feel like you can do more and create more. So it's like you want to take advantage of the opportunity, and it's even more involved than it was before, where, like, you know, you can only really make one song a year with our meager resources. Or, I mean, yeah. So yes and no.
Your latest album, Saint Mo Television, you've released it as a sort of VR experience. What was the decision behind doing that? Every single song has a video, right?
Every song has, yeah, a VR component to it. Why did we do that? It sounded like a fun creative challenge. Like, initially, we wanted to do something within that technology because a lot of our friends were involved in virtual reality. And we're like, oh, well, how does this tie into music? And we didn't really know. So then it was like an exploration period. And then we made the first virtualizer, and it came out really well. And we're like, oh, this is actually really fun. It's not very difficult for people who've never tried it to understand. It enhances the song without being distracting. It's not a replacement for a music video. So then it's like, well, let's do the whole thing. Saint Mo Television kind of lends itself to being different channels within the same TV anyway. So a year later, we did it.
Do you think this whole VR thing, is it something that you would like to carry on with other albums? Or do you think it's just going to be a one-off thing?
I mean, with virtual reality, it was playing with a new technology. And, you know, that's always going to be changing. And we're always going to be curious. So who knows?
This one's called Move. We're Saint Motel.
Gotta get up, gotta get up, ooh, gotta get up, gotta get up,
What's the songwriting dynamic like for you guys? Does one person always come up with the lyrics? Does one person come up with the melody? Which one comes first?
Dreamlike state.
Most of the time.
Yeah. What's it called? When you put your heart basslining?
Oh, flatlining.
Flatlining.
Freebasing? Oh.
Yeah. Flatlining?
Is it, yeah, where you you'll basically almost die.
Yes, that's where we find most of the source material.
AJ gets himself to flatline, and we have to revive him, and then he usually comes up with like a lyric or two.
But
like,
the first word as he comes out is just date.
So, pretty much.
Bicycle!
Too fast.
So then, umbrellas!
So that's our new song, Bicycles, Umbrellas.
Yeah.
So then what? Do you just do like word association or something?
Yeah, that's like, I don't know, biking in the rain. Raining in the bike. Go for it.
Scooby-Dooby.
Do. Yeah.
We do a lot of sklings, sklangs, skunks.
Skidamarinks.
Yeah. Actually, it does start with...
We do a lot of skanks.
A lot of vocal scatting.
Okay.
Yeah. And then...
Do you know who Scatman John is?
Yeah. I do, yeah.
Yeah, well...
Big fans in the studio right now. Yeah.
We were using his music as our intro music for the fall tour.
Oh, yeah.
Every night.
Pre-show playlist.
The crowd got to hear some Scatman John.
Oh, people
rest in peace,
lost their beans when they heard it.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Great musician.
Great musician.
Yeah.
But you'd be surprised how many of the lyrics start out as scatting.
Could you give us an example?
Move.
But could you actually
Prior
to that, it was Scooby-Doo.
It was, ooh. Seriously, I'm not joking. It was,
it's true.
Ooh, and it was like, move. Seriously, that's how we came through. It really was.
And
ooh.
My type was,
it's me, Bob.
Yeah, it's basically like
that. Might not be true, but maybe.
But maybe, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm gonna pretend that it is.
Move is true though. It was ooh.
Yeah, it was. It started as
ooh.
Same hotel with their hit single ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah,
it could work.
That would change everything.
Yeah.
And so what about your live shows? Because, I mean, you guys, your music's so upbeat and fun. I guess you must have a really fun live show. How do you put it all on stage? You just go all out?
And then some. Just put it all out there and just let it hang it out to dry.
Just try and get down. And the nights you can't get down, you get funky.
You got to get down to get up. We do different things based on the show. Scale it up or scale it down. You know, it's harder for us to bring a lot of our bigger stage props and stuff when we go overseas, but...
What sort of bigger stage props are we talking here?
Like 70-foot LED screens, tigers.
Huge TVs.
Yeah. I actually have a keyboard stand that's an actual physical tiger, like, for real. It's not a live tiger, but it is a tiger.
It's a kitty cat, man. Come on. It's a cool cat.
But we do, you know, we bring the horn section with us. Those guys are travelable. They fit in suitcases.
We managed to bring some here today.
Yeah.
Yeah. The smallest one we have, we brought him.
He's back in the suitcase now.
We used to have one that was like King Cortado. Like really big.
And now we refused to perform in the same room as him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not. Yeah. You don't, yeah.
We got a thing with eye contact.
His gaze is always downwards.
As you notice, we've been looking at the ceiling this entire interview.
Yeah.
We should probably explain that when Saint Motel played today, the saxophonist was in a separate room playing along with them.
Well, in his cage.
In his cage, yeah. With the tiger stand.
Threw him some feed.
Yeah, with that kitty cat.
Kitty cat, man. All right. Thanks for coming back with us. This one's called My Type, and we're here with Saint Motel.
You've been listening to the Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Saint Motel, and their album Saint Motelevision is out now. The band's currently supporting Alt J on their American tour and will start their headline tour around the US this autumn. Head to saintmotel.com for more information. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us at the same time next week when we'll have a live performance by Bayo. That's the solo project of Vampire Weekend bassist Chris Bayo. But for now, thanks for tuning in.
Take a look around the room. Love comes wearing disguises. How to go about and choose. Break it down by shapes and sizes. I'm a man who's got very specific taste. things got very specific. Hey, hey, you're just my type. Oh, you got a pulse and you are breathing. You're just my type. Oh, I think it's time that we get leaving. You're just my type.
At Grundig, we're proud of the quality, innovation, and craftsmanship that goes into everything we do. Grundig's audio products are no different. The highest standard of sound with the finest design forms. The sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality and innovation. Visit grundig.com to find out more.